Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
This is like a gym workout for your mind and emotions, with the guy we call our personal trainer for the mind, psychologist Maris Deepers. You've got words of wisdom today for those of us who start breaking out in a rash at the sight of ribbons for good causes?
Yeah, we are kind of adrift on a sea of ribbons, and there are a lot of different coloured ribbons for a lot of different things, and that's a really good thing, I want to add. But the part of the downside of all of this choice and the increased marketability of charities is that people often tend to get charity fatigue, and that's the sort of thing that happens when people are asked too often. And it's a sad reality, but it is a truth that when we get asked too often, we tend to shut down and we tend to then withdraw from any support for charities. So I thought we might have a quick talk about how we might be able to beat charity fatigue and some of the psychological things that happen for people. So the first thing that you might be able to do to beat charity fatigue is actually to spend a little bit of time and a little bit of mental energy thinking about and thinking about your life, thinking about things that have been good and not so good for you, where certain charities may have helped you or your family, and actually start to get a short list, I guess, of charities that you really connect with. And that are personally meaningful for you, because it's going to be a lot easier to support a charity if you really personally connect with their philosophy or the work that they do, and if it's meant something for you or your family in some way. I would sort of suggest that while I want people to support as many charities as possible, if they can choose one cause that they particularly find personally meaningful and make it part of their goal to really invest and support that charity, then I think what can actually happen for people is that they can start to feel a lot better about not having to support every charity in a small way and actually invest their time and their energy and their heart in certain charities and make that then their kind of purpose. And from that, then actually maybe the upside in this is rather than spread themselves quite thin and potentially get quite fatigued, if they invest more in specific groups, charities or organisations, they're much more likely to build connections and follow causes in the longer term and make that a little bit their involvement much more sustainable and positively actually get a lot more reward and gratification themselves from their input and the work that they do. Because when we do good things, when we support charities, we need to feel like we have. It's an important personal investment for us, and it's an important reward that we can get, that we've done something to make the world feel like a better place. There, my quick tips are: have a think about some charities that might be personally meaningful for you, and then pick one, or if you can, two or three that really are in line with your philosophy and the type of things that you want to support, and then invest a little bit more time and effort into those. And then you can feel a little bit better by maybe not supporting every charity and get through like charity fatigue.